再次欢迎我们弟兄姐妹还有新来的朋友们。
So we welcome all our brothers and sisters, including our new friends.
很多人都知道牧师今天要讲的课题。
Many of you know the subject I'm talking about today.
我相信有关科学和上帝的课题是我们很多人很好奇的。
I believe this topic on science and God is what everyone is curious about.
我信主29年呢，我收到的最多的提问就是，为什么你们这些人基督徒你们要信上帝，为什么你们不信科学？
Being a Christian for many years, one common question I receive is, why do you Christians believe in God instead of science?
那另外也有人就问说，你信主这么久，你从小就信主，是不是因为你从小就去教会？
And some people ask me, you are Christian since young, is it because since young you have went to the church?
从小去的时候就听了，所以比较容易洗脑。
And because you have heard this message since young, so you are easily brainwashed.
当然我会明白他们所要告诉我的，他们要说的就是，上帝是不是真实的？然后你们信的时候，是不是一种迷信或者盲信
？So I understand their point. They're trying to ask me whether God is real, and when we believe in God, are we being superstitious?
当然，我继续再讲下去的时候，如果我们做一些统计，我们会知道，不是从小去教会的人就会继续信。
And if we look at the statistics, we know that it is not that someone who went to church since young, then they can become a Christian.
但是我们也会知道，真信的人也不是都是从小就去教会的。
And we know that those who are true believers, they are not the ones who went to church since young.
但是虽然我这样说啊，但是我单单给各位一个例子，就是我们教会里面21岁之后信的人，其实多过一半了。
So in our church.People who believe in Christ after 21 years old, they are more than half of us.
但是我相信，虽然我这么说，大家心里面还是有疑问，说，那但是科学呢，是看得见的，比较实在，也能够证实的。
But I know that you have certain doubts in you because science is what you can see and you can verify.
所以为什么你们不要信科学？
So why do you not want to believe in science?
那我先说，其实我信科学。
But I first make a point, I actually believe in science.
那上帝造万有的时候，这个里面也包括科学。
So when God created everything, also included is science.
所以我信科学，我也信上帝。
So I believe in science as well as God.
所以今天我不是来推翻科学的存在，我乃是要说为什么有科学也需要有上帝。
So today I'm not trying to reject science, but I'm trying to emphasize that why do we need God even when there's science?
所以首先我们来思想什么是科学。
So first, let's ponder what is science.
我们从小学就开始有科学的 textbook.
So since primary school, we have this science textbook.
简单来说，就是对这个有形的世界的有一些的看见、观察、研究。
So science is about this observation and study of this physical, visible world.
所以这个世界也包括整个宇宙，观察、研究。
So this world, including the whole universe, we study it, we observe it.
直到你对某些的事物某些的有一些的情况，你得到了有一个有系统、有规则的知识。
Until when you look at all the things in this world, you receive a very systematic and organized knowledge.
所以一定是有系统、有规划的。
So it must be systematic and organized.
不是乱来的。
It is not messy.
所以如果你讲到这个太空讲到地球以外的那个，比如说月球啦、星球啦、太阳啦，他们的整个的运作动态。
So it also includes space science outside this earth, where it includes the movement of earth and moon, etc.
那对这个东西啊，他们是怎么运作，有系统的运作，对这个东西非常的研究，也观察的，这个叫做太空学。
So space science is about this careful study of all this movement outside planet Earth.
那地球、星球、太阳这些不是乱走的，对不对
？So we know that planet Earth and planet Moon, they don't move in chaos.
它是实在存在，那是有系统的在运作。
They really exist, but they operate in a very systematic.
那这个在太空学了，是一种科学。
So space science is a kind of science.
那如果你谈到就人的这个身体的事情，
So we touch on the human body.
我们知道这个身体身体人的生理里面有器官这个器官是怎么运作等等。
So we know that in our physical bodies there are organs and how these organs function.
这个器官坏的时候呢，要怎么恢复正常
So when these organs they break down, how can we restore it to normalcy?
然后有各种的系统，消化系统、血液系统。
So there's all kinds of system, digestive system, the blood system, etc.
很有系统的，就是运作的。
So they all function in a very systematic way.
在这个地方特别研究的、观察的哈，就是医学了。
So medical science is the study on which they really research on this area.
医学也是科学的。
So medical science is a kind of science.
所以相信医学的、啊、都是我们知道是医生的、啊、
So usually we know doctors they believe in medical science.
那其实你我也相信医学，不然我们生病的时候为什么去看医生
？So actually you and I we also believe in medical science. Otherwise we will not visit the doctors.
那另外我们再看一点，有人的心里面的事情。
Then we look at the human spirit and heart.
这个人的心里面很复杂，对不对？
Inside us our hearts are very complex.
所以人就特别要研究这个心理是怎样的。
So people want to analyze what is it with human hearts.
那在某一个情况遇到某一件事的这个心里面是怎么反应
？So how do you react when you face a certain circumstance?
那这个心受刺激的时候有怎样的举动会出来
？So when the heart is provoked, what kind of reaction will come?
这个是什么
？And we call that
这个叫心理学了，
psychology.
对不对？这位女士是读心理学的，她也读神学。
So yeah, she studied psychology and theology.
所以。这个心理学也是 social science 其中一个、
So psychology is part of social science.
然后是 social science, medical science, space science 的这些都是可以列入科学了。
So all these are various kinds of sciences.
所以一科一科的你读，然后你得到那个方面的知识、有系统规划的知识，那个科学了。
So in every subject, you analyze and you receive this systematic and organized knowledge.
那在这个科学里面呢？最讲究的几个的大原则是什么
？So what are the few key principles that science emphasizes?
第一，一定要看得见。
First, it must be seen.
不是想象出来的，你要先看得见。
It is not something that you imagine, but you must see it.
我讲看得见的意思就是借着人的五感啊，你外体你能够接触得到。
When I say you can see it, means you can touch, you can feel it with your five senses.
可能你用很多的器具啦，望远镜啊，什么啦 ，microscope 啦，你要能够看得到，你要接触得到。
Using all kinds of measuring devices, you want to see it, you want to feel it.
然后你 study， 然后呢，之后啊，有一个定律在那个地方。
So when you study it, you want to get a fixed set of laws.
对不对？所以人看到的就开始研究了。
So when people can see what they see, they start to analyze it.
所以以前人就觉得地球是平面的啊，打开嘛都在平面上走嘛。
People thought that Earth is flat.
直接的看到。
Because they can see that.
但是有一些哲学家他们思想了啊。
But certain philosophers they think about it.
好像不是啊。
It doesn't look.
但是然后再进一步，这个科学科技就发展的时候呢，哎呀，就发现原来这个地球是圆的。
So as they advance and they research and study more, they realize Earth is actually round.
所以还是回到哎呀，看见。
So they are still back to what they can see.
那所以科学的另外一个原则是，你看见，你研究之后呢，你一定要有实验证据。
So another characteristic of science is after you've seen it, you need to be able to have empirical data.
你不能单单讲这个经历哦，你讲的经历里面呢，你一定要能够实验出来。
So we are not just talking about experiences, but you need to be able to experiment with it.
所以这个人杀人呢，就是为什么他杀人？因为有杀人动机，对不对
？So when a person murders, why is because there's a motive to kill.
如果一个人做梦说，我梦到几天后在某某地方会有爆炸，恐怖分子会来，然后呢，他后来几天后，哇，新闻真的出来了，爆炸了
So if a person dreamt about certain terrorists making a bomb attack, and after a few days, the news really came, and the attack really took place.
那科学家通常听到这种懂科学的人听到，哎，这你要讲这个是你梦到然后发生的话，你先要证明这个不是你日有所思夜有所梦。
So the scientists will say, if you want to say this is true after your dream, you must prove that this doesn't just come from your thoughts.
这个不是凑巧的事情。
This is not just coincidence.
可能你看过太多报告，所以呢，你就做梦，刚好就发生了呢。
Perhaps you have read too much news on this, and that's why you dream about
it. 所以科学家讲什么东西的时候，那个证据、实验证据要实验出来是很重要的。
So scientists emphasize a lot on empirical evidence.
那实验之后，所以呢，最后一定你要证明你所实验出来的是。Systematic and organized 我刚才一直讲的。
So what you have experimented must come out to be systematic and organized.
就是有系统，要规划的不能乱来的。
It cannot be chaotic or random.
所以我告诉各位，科学呢， 最怕的是什么东西啊？最怕的就是随机的东西。
So science is most afraid of anything that is random.
哦，那你今天是那样，明天是那样，对不对
？Today is like that, tomorrow is another way.
哎，我们科学讲的东西是什么？如果今天在这个的情况条件，这样的事情发生了，在同样的情况条件，也一定要一样的事情要发生。
Science talk about if certain things took place in today in this set of circumstances,、哦、tomorrow in the exact same set of circumstances, the same thing must happen.
这个气候气温应该是下雨的，明天这个气候气温也应该要下雨的。科学是要讲这个东西的。
With this temperature, today it rains. With the same temperature.Tomorrow, it also should.
那但是你们讲的东西很随机的哦，梦一个然后就来了哦。
It's not something so random like a dream.
你的今天这个情况，你的情绪是这样，明天那个情况，你的情绪为什么同样的情况，你的情绪是另外一样、啊、
？Today you have certain emotions with this circumstance. Why is it that tomorrow your emotions change with the exact same circumstance?
我们丈夫就买一个东西给太太就开心了，另一天买这个东西给她不开心了。
So the husband bought something for the wife and she's happy, but tomorrow buy the same thing, she's not happy.
所以有些人他就。说笑说，哎，这个科学头脑太好的人不太了解女人哦。
So people just have this joke that people with very great scientific mind they do not really understand women.
不懂是不是真的
？I'm not sure whether it's real.
是不是啊？所以呢，科学最怕随机的东西啊，验证不到啊。
So science rejects anything that's random because you cannot experiment, you cannot verify.
然后另外一样东西，科学最怕的东西就是。你们讲超自然的东西、
So science also rejects things that are supernatural.
超自然的东西我们看不到，不能研究、
Because supernatural things are what we cannot see when we cannot study.
你们说在什么灵界里面发生的事情？哎呀，我们科学家很困惑这个东西。
So if you talk about things that happen in the spiritual world, it puzzled the scientists.
我们要讲的东西是看得到，有实验证据，然后呢，在这样的条件情况呢 ，systematic 的、不会乱来的、
So scientists talk about what can be seen, what can have empirical data, and what can repeat itself.
所以在科学里面的有一个潜在精神，就是要能够掌控。
So there's a subtle spirit within science is the need to control.
人现在不能掌控的，但是科学来了之后发现了，知道这个东西是怎么很 systematic 的运作了、所以能够掌控。
So humans cannot control many things, but when science comes and realize the systematic way, then they can control.
我们知道明天会下雨哦，所以呢，哎呀，有一个掌控力了，嗯。
So if you know tomorrow will rain, then you have this control.
我们知道这个 tsunami 啊会来，地震会来的话呢，我们研究到了，我们有能够防止，嗯。
So if you know the tsunami or earthquakes are coming, you can have a control to prevent it.
所以能够掌控。
So there's a capability to control.
真的能够掌控吗？
But can you really control?
真的能够掌控气候吗
？Can you truly control the weather?
真的能够掌控人的生死祸福吗
？Can you truly control human death and life?
能够掌控人的心里面，是心里面很复杂的感受吗
？Can you truly control the complex emotions in humans?
所以有很谦卑的科学家，他们就会承认说，哦，科学是。有一些东西做不到的。
So very humble scientists, they can admit that there are certain things that science cannot do.
甚至他们还没有信上帝，那他们也会承认说有一些东西科学做不到的。
Even though they have not believed in God, but they can admit that there are certain things that science cannot do.
有一些问题不能解决的。
There are certain problems that science cannot resolve.
什么呢？我们有几样，我们看。
And we can look at some of these problems that science cannot resolve.
那第一啊，科学不能给人做出。道德判断。
First, science will not make a person able to make moral judgment.
各位懂道德判断吗？什么是对，什么是错
？So moral judgment is about what is right, what is wrong.
因为这个对错的标准是跟人的良心有关系。
Because the standards of right and wrong has got to do with human conscience.
你的良跟我的良不一样。
Your good and my good is different.
对，所以呢，良有一些人呢，在这个情况，那这个绝对不可以。有些人说 ，It's okay.
Some people think that certain things definitely cannot, but others think it's all right.
我们如果有在医院做工的，我们都会知道，我们常常会面对的，就是人得到绝症，最后快要结束生命的，但是还没有死。
So those of us working in the hospital, we know there's people with terminal illness, but they have yet to pass away.
但是这个脑死了。
But their brain is already dead.
所以现在呢，医学应该说这个是死了，应该要拔管了嘛，哈。
So in the medical science, they say this is considered dead, so you should pull the plug on the person.
你就不可以拔，
So some people they reject pulling out the life support.
就拔了，就让他走了好了。
But the doctor just say you just pull the life support and let the person depart.
所以就良心的问题，对不对？道德的问题。
So this is an issue of conscience, of morals.
那你在西方国家去的时候呢？如果你虐待一只狗，人家告你。
So in the Western country, if you ill treat a dog, they will sue you.
那我到东北去的时候呢？那边牧师来，我请你吃狗肉。
In China, they actually treated me to eat dog meat.
吃狗肉，哎，为什么你们这么残忍啊？
So why are they so cruel?
No, 这个吃狗肉就是太冷，零下20度，吃了身体温啊，你能够活下去啊？
But their concept is eating dog meat can give us warmth in the body. It is cold winter place.
道德判断是科学不能跟你讲，没有办法给你答案的，每个人都不一样。
So science cannot give you moral judgment because it differs from person to person.
那另外一个呢，科学没有办法解答的就是什么是美。
And the next thing is science cannot tell you what is aesthetic, what is beauty.
你爱不爱美。
Are you vain? Do you like beauty?
我们讲美的时候，这个世界很多东西都美。
There's many beautiful things in this world.
这个风景很美。
This scenery is very beautiful.
这幅画很美。This
art piece is very pretty.
哇，这个女人很美。
And this woman is very pretty.
这个女人怎么美呢？
How is this woman pretty?
她的腰就是25而已。
She has very slim waist.
她的鼻子很翘的。
And she has very pointed nose.
哇，这个真美。
And this is considered beauty.
谁说这个就是美？
But who says so?
谁说鼻子扁不美？
Who says that you have a flat nose is not beauty?
很多鼻子扁的都美。
There's many people with flat nose and they are pretty.
丰满的都很美。
And many people who are plump and they are beautiful.
哎，你不懂什么叫美。
So you don't know what is beautiful.
科学也不懂什么叫美。
Science cannot define what is beauty.
但是美重要不重要啊， 弟兄姐妹？
But is beauty important?
当然重要啊。
Of course.
所以科学没有办法。
So science have no way to tell us. 所以想了，所以现在要给人整容啊。 So now there's a lot of plastic surgeries.
所以这个也可以规划在医学里面吗？
So this maybe is part of the branch of medical science.
我们不知道，对不对？
We do not know that.
有些人为了美不要吃。
Some people because of beauty they go on diet.
不要吃，瘦就美吗？
Does it mean that if you are slim, that means you are beautiful?
科学不能跟你说，科学只是说这个不健康啊。
Science cannot tell you that, but science can only tell you that that is unhealthy.
你再不吃，你得到厌食症了。
If you do not eat, you get anorexia.
可以了解吗？所以这个我刚才说什么？第一，就道德判断，没有办法给予各位。
So science.
另外一个是什么？最美的定义没有办法给。So
science cannot define moral judgment for you, nor can science define beauty for us.
那还有另外一个东西，科学不能解决的就是科学不能再创造。Another
thing is another problem of science is that it cannot recreate.
科学可以防止有一些害处或者有一些问题恶化。 或者它能够促进有一些功能，但是不能再创造。
Science may be able to prevent certain harms or make certain improvement, but it cannot recreate.
科学告诉你，你吃这个vitamin，你运动，照顾身体，这个是你防止老化。
Science tells you that if you eat certain vitamins, you exercise, you take care of your body, you can prevent aging.
但是你的细胞老了就是老了。
But your cells age, they will suddenly age.
不能返老还童的，对不对？
You cannot become young again.
你的脑细胞就死了就死了。
If your brain cells are dead, it is their dead.
不能再活起来的。
They cannot come alive.
你们要知道，所以科学不能再创造的。
So science cannot recreate.
当然科学有很多好处。
Of course, there are many benefits of science.
这个牛的 DNA 很好。
The DNA of a cow is very good.
它的牛奶很营养。
So the milk is very nutritious.
所以呢，我们繁殖，多生产这样的，给它交配，生出这样的牛。
So we can make more of such DNA and good quality milk.
那好吃的牛肉，健康的牛奶。
Good beef and healthy milk.
Delicious beef. 然后，但是呢，如果这个动物或者人的这个 DNA， 它的 genes 坏了，就没有办法再复修的。
But if this animal's DNA or genes have already spoiled or broke down, there's no way you can recreate.
所以为什么人这么怕有一些绝症，特别是 cancer 绝症，癌症？
And that's why humans are very afraid of certain terminal illness, especially cancer.
因为这个是这个基因细胞的变质来的。Because
this is a mutation of cells.
A genetic disorder.
And it's a kind of a genetic disorder.
Yeah, 对，这很难啊，就是细胞变质了。
So there's a mutation of the cells.
所以呢，好像 Down syndrome， 孩子知道。 这些是医学不能解决的东西。
So science cannot resolve certain problems like Down syndrome.
为什么？因为它不能再创造。
Why? Because it cannot recreate.
各位弟兄姐妹，然后呢？最后你会知道，医学有一样东西，当然我们都知道，它不能给我们有关宗教信仰的见解。
And of course, we also know that science cannot give us religious understanding.
因为刚才我就说了，当我们讲宗教信仰的时候呢，有很多超自然的经历。
So when we talk about religion, there's a lot of supernatural encounters.
这是这科学不能解释的东西。
And these are what science cannot explain.
所以从这个地方开始，我要把信仰的东西带进来。
So from here, I want to bring in the topic of faith.
所以为什么科学跟上帝的存在总是有争斗呢？
Why is there always tension between science and the existence of God?
为什么当人一说，为什么你信上帝啊？然后下一句就是说，我信科学。
So why do people always ask, why do you believe in God? And the next line will be, I believe in science.
为什么这个两个不能在一起呢？
Why can't the two be together?
因为你们宗教讲的东西都是眼睛看不见的，也很多时候不能实验出来的。
Because what religion says is often unseen, and you cannot verify.
所以对没有信仰的人，他们会说，你们信的人，信有信仰的人，信耶稣的你们没有 logic, 没有逻辑。
So the non-believers, those who are not in the religion, they will say that when you believe in faith, you have no logic.
我跟很多的人特别他们说我们不信神，我们信科学的人，我跟他们谈过话。
I've spoken to people who say that they do not believe in God, but they believe in science.
那他们说你们基督教有几样讲的有几样东西特别叫我们感觉荒谬。
And they find that there's a few things that Christians talk about that they find ridiculous.
那特别就是你们的圣经一打开的时候，起初上帝创造天地。
Especially when the Bible tells us that God is the one who created heaven and earth.
那科学是讲这个是进化来的。
The science talk about evolution.
那你们说从无变有。
And you say that something came out of nothing.
然后另外你们讲这个耶稣，你们的神是童女怀孕生子，不是卵子跟精子结合生出来的。
And you also say that your Jesus came from virgin birth instead of from a man and woman.
那圣灵感应玛利亚这个女人，对不对？
So,
就圣灵的功她就怀孕了。
So Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit.
借助她的卵子，然后就生出这个救主了。
And then she gave birth to our Savior.
太荒谬了。
This is too.
然后你们又讲了他死了，然后三天后复活。
And you said that Jesus died and 3 days later he resurrected.
然后不再死，怎么可能？
And how can this be possible?
然后你们说他会再来，哪里啊？
And you said that he will come again. Where?
所以然后呢，死了的人都要面对的那个终极要去的地方，天堂、地狱，然后要受审判。
You say that everyone will face ultimate judgment of either heaven or hell after they are died.
这个 after they die. 在哪里啊？看得到。
And where can we see this?
然后有时候你们基督教讲哦，这个人啊，他没有的救了，就疾病，然后为他祷告，然后他好起来了。
And sometimes you say that certain people they have this illness beyond cure, and you pray for the person and they got healed.
所以非常困惑。
So they are very puzzled by all these things.
所以你们基督教总是讲这些很悬疑、很超自然、眼睛看不到的东西。
So Christians always talk about all these mystical and supernatural things that eyes cannot see.
但是的确，刚才我讲的东西都是基督教的整个基要真理。如果那些是假的，基督教、基督信仰就不存在了。
But whatever I just mentioned are the fundamental beliefs and truths in the Christianity. If those are not real, then Christianity cannot exist.
所以相信科学看得到的东西，就不能相信那些东西。
So people who feel that they can believe in science, believe in things that can be seen, then they cannot believe in those things that I just mentioned.
各位，有一次呢，在我的弟弟的我弟弟的婚礼啊。
There was once at my brother's wedding.
那天我讲了上帝的爱。
I talk about God's love.
那完了之后呢，我一个舅舅他就过来跟我握手。
And after that, one of my uncle came to shake hand with me.
我知道你刚才在讲上帝。
I know you're talking about God just now.
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
除非我亲眼看到，我绝对不信。
Unless I personally see him, otherwise I will definitely not believe.
除非，我想你要看到什么？除非我看到一个人死了，然后他去了天堂地狱，然后再活过来跟我讲，真的有天堂地狱，我绝对不信。
So unless I really see a person who died before my eyes and he went to heaven or earth and come back again and tell me that he has been to heaven or hell, otherwise I will not believe.
然后呢，那个人必须是我认识的，我要 清清楚楚多年的认识他。
And that person must be someone whom I know very clearly for many years.
然后他要真的死了 ，verify dead.
And he must be verified dead.
真的要 verify 很多次，死了，然后再活过来，活的时候也要 make sure 他 sound， 他的头脑没有问题啊。
And he must come back alive after death and come back alive with a sound mind.
然后呢，他来跟我讲。啊、哦，我就信你们耶稣。
And if he tells me what he has seen, then I will believe in Christianity.、
啊、我说舅舅啊，啊舅舅。
And I say uncle.
我看你有两个儿子很出色啊。
So you have two outstanding sons.
啊，这个两个儿子呢非常出色，他们都读了大学啊。
So they have been through university education.
那你跟舅母都没有读大学，但是他们能够读到大学，这是太奇妙了。
So you and your wife didn't even go through tertiary education, but the two sons they can go through that. So this is amazing.
他说有什么奇妙
？And he said, "What's so amazing about that?"
我从小就跟他们说，你们要努力读书，要 work hard.
So since young, I told them you need to study well.
然后他们也听我的话 ，work hard.
And so they listen to me and they work very hard.
然后呢，所以呢。他们还没有进大学的时候呢，我就相信他们是可以 make it 能够进大学的。
So before they even enter into tertiary education, I already know, I believe that they can make it.
我说哦，舅舅这样说的话，他们还没有拿成绩单的时候，你也相信他们能进大学了。
So I asked him, so before they even get their result slips, you already believe that they can get into the university.
他还没有拿到，你还没有看到他的成绩能不能进大学，你只有看到哦，他现在 work hard， 他中学 work hard， 高中啊。Sure, I believe. 我相信他可以进大学了。
So before you even look at their actual result slips, but based on how they work hard in their secondary school, in their all their study years, you believe that they can get into university.
各位亲爱的朋友，你们明白我要讲什么吗
？Do you get my point?
我们每一次说我们相信，我们只相信我们眼睛看到的东西。
We always say that we only believe what our eyes can see.
但是你知不知道，你更多相信？你眼睛看不到的东西。
But do you realize that more often than not, you believe in what your eyes cannot see?
你们知道你们一直在相信眼睛看不到的东西吗
？All along, you've been believing in what your eyes cannot see.
各位，我们这里结婚的人，各位，你是凭什么来结婚的？
Those who are married among us, on what basis do you get married?
各位，你是不是有实验证据啊？我有 check 查这个人啊，这个人啊，查从头查到脚，然后可以，然后我结婚啊。
Do you have certain empirical evidence? You check the person that you're going to get married, and then you are convinced, and then you get married.
你说有，我有查。
So you say yes, I make some certain study.
我查了他的祖父祖母第三代啊，还有他的父母都很健康。
I've researched that his parents and previous generations are all very healthy.
他也很健康。
And he or she is also very healthy.
我也健康啊。
I'm also healthy.
所以结婚了，这应该孩子会健康啊。
So when we get married, our children by right should be also
这个查得一清二楚、啊、
So you make very clear research.
你丈夫有没有这样查你啊？我不知道，这个是开玩笑。但是很多人要结婚的时候，都会、哦、我们要身体检查，对不对
？So many people they went for health checkup before they get married.
那你身体检查之后还有问题了，还要不要结婚
？So if you found certain problem with your health, do you still want to go ahead with marriage?
我想到这个很挣扎了，对不对
？Then tension will come.
我相信不会有问题吧。
But I believe there will be no problem.
一般的人是这样想。
That's how the ordinary person will think.
对不对？查了，嗯，那现在这很多时候呢，各位在医学界的人会知道，全部都健康的，三代都健康的，但是这个两个人结了婚之后，为什么这个基因跟基因的组合起来生出来的孩子有一个奇怪的病啊？叫 autistic 啊，自闭症。
But we have seen certain scientific medical data that parents who are healthy when their genes are combined together, they gave birth to children with disorders such as autism.
第一个是这个 autistic 啊，第二个的 ADD 啊。
Another one is ADHD.
对，就是这些很奇难杂症，这个精神界、医学界也不明白为什么有这个东西。
So even the medical world, they also cannot explain why all these things happen.
那你说我们说不查身体的啊，我是只有查的什么他的品格、他的为人、
So you say, Pastor, I do not do research on the person's health, but on the person's character.
要结婚的时候，我已经认识他五年，我认识我妻子五年了，我们才结婚。
So for example, me and my wife, I know her for 5 years, and we got married.
起码都知道他孝敬父母，他为人很好他很善良，帮助人、
So I know basically she's very filial, she's very helpful and very kind.
这些东西都查了、
So you have studied all these things.
查了，然后结婚了。
And then you got married.
其实你查这些做什么？
Actually, why do you do all this research?
对，然后你查了之后，你说现在可以结婚了。
And then you say after all this research are done, you think that now it's all right to get married.
其实你是查他的过去。
You have done a research on the person's
past. 但是你知道不知道，当你结婚的时候，你是跟他的未来结婚。
But when you are married with the person, you are married to the person's future.
你们知不知道，你们结婚的时候，你们是凭信心结婚的。
So when you get married, you get married by faith.
因为你相信，也是过去他爱我，现在爱我，未来一定更爱我。
Because you believe that she has loved me in the past, she loves me now, and she will love me in future.
所以你查只是你相信一个 consistency.
So you do a research because you believe in consistency.
那个连贯性，你相信连贯性，过去是这样，未来应该是那样。
You believe it is so in the past, it will be likewise in the future.
但是你知道吗？就你一结婚的时候，其实你不知道他过后会怎么变的。
But actually, you don't know how the person will change after marriage.
所以很多离婚的人都说，他过去是这么爱我。但是结婚之后不爱我。
So many people who are divorced, they used to say that this person loved me so much in the past, but now no longer loves me.
他们走入婚姻的时候，他们是靠一个信心去的。
So when a person walk into marriage, they go by faith.
各位，你只相信你眼睛看得到的东西吗？
Do you really believe only in things that your eyes can see?
你其实更相信你眼睛看不到的东西。
Actually, you believe more in the things that your eyes cannot see.
各位，今天你来教会的时候，你 take 这个 Uber cab， 你有查过那个人有问题吗？
So if you take a cab to church this morning, have you did a background check on the person who drive you?
你有没有看那个司机，他里面有没有拿着刀，或者你有没有问，哎，你有没有坐过牢、杀过人或者偷过人的东西啊？
Have you checked whether the driver carry a knife with him or been to the prisons before?
那你没有，为什么你上车啊？
Without that, why do you get on the person's car?
所以你上车的时候是一个信心。
When you get into the cab, that is a move of faith.
你进去电梯的时候，你有查过那个机械哦，这个有问题吗？会不会电梯到一半断掉啊？这种。
When you step into the lift, have you do any research on whether the lift mechanism is all right? Will it break down?
其实没有。
No, we didn't do all this.
然后你就进去了。
And then you step into the lift.
你说，因为我信，应该没事。
Because you believe that it should be all right.
你信的凭据在哪里？
Where is the basis of your faith?
你的 empirical evidence 在哪里？你的实验证据在哪里？对，没有，对不对？但是你就是相信。
Without all these empirical evidences, yet you still believe.
所以我现在要讲的是什么，亲爱的朋友们
？So what I'm trying to drive at right now?
当然，我们相信我们眼睛看得到的东西。
Of course, we believe in things that our eyes can see.
但是我们更多相信其实眼睛看不到的东西。
But more often, we believe in things our eyes cannot see.
各位，上帝造人的时候，人就是有一个信心的潜能。
So when God created humans, there's this thing in humans that we can believe.
每人的每一点每一刻都是要靠信心活的，你知道吗？
Because in every moment we have to go by faith.
动物是靠知觉 instinct 来活。
Animals live by instincts.
它是好像 instinct 知道要下雨了或者冬天要来了，非洲对不对？
So animals will get this instinct that it's about to rain or the winter is about to come, so they will make certain movements.
但是人是靠信心活的。
But humans live by faith.
动物呢，是他们生活的原理是弱肉强食，那你弱的我就吃掉你。
The principle of animal is the strong will defeat the weak.
但是上帝造的人，神的形象的人是有一个东西，动物没有，叫良心。
But humans created in the image of God has something that animals do not have, and that is conscience.
所以呢，我无论多么饿，我不能把我弟弟吃掉。
So no matter how hungry I am, I cannot eat up my brother.
我不能饿了割他一块肉吃了很舒服。
I cannot cut a piece of flesh from him and eat it.
为什么呢？因为人有良心。
Why? Because human has this conscience.
各位，了解我现在要讲的吗？
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
人，当人说，我只相信我看得见的东西。
When humans say that, I only believe in what I can see.
他要问自己，看自己，其实他一直在相信看不见的东西。
He has to realize that actually he himself has always been believing in things that he cannot see.
所以今天我一开始我就跟各位说，其实我绝对不是否认科学。
So right from the beginning, I already told all of us that I do not reject science.
但是我要跟各位说的，为什么我信科学，我更需要信上帝。
But I'm trying to explain why do I believe science, but all the more I need to believe in God.
人需要相信一个绝对的。
Because humans need to believe in something which is absolute.
当我们 我们基督徒，我们讲我们相信上帝的时候，我们并不是相信不合逻辑的东西。
When Christian says that we believe in God, it's not that we believe in something that is illogical.
各位，我相信合逻辑的东西。
I believe in things that are rational, logical.
因为上帝起初创造天地的时候，创造人的生理，都是有逻辑、有原理在里面的。
Because when God first created heaven and earth and humans, He has certain logic and principles.
但是我相信这个东西的。背后有超出人能够理解的逻辑也在运行。
But yet I believe that behind this, there are certain things that is beyond human logic.
如果你对基督徒很多误解的话
，if you have a lot of misunderstandings towards Christians,
你在这个地方你要真的清楚了解。
You need to really clearly understand over here.
基督教绝对不是天天讲不合逻辑的东西。
Christianity does not talk about illogical things every day.
如果今天我看到报纸说，哎，哦，报纸说。今年失业率啊，在新加坡10%哦。
If I look at the news and I read that the unemployment rate is at 10%.
哦，忽然间哦，经济倒下来了，10%失业率。
And the economy go down.
我身为一个基督徒呢，我不会说没有百分之啦，没有百分之，神同在啊，不要相信这个东西啊。
As a Christian, I wouldn't say that. Do not believe in the unemployment rate. There's no such thing.
如果你遇到这样的基督徒，他当然他是不合逻辑的。
If you have met such Christians, of course he is illogical.
他也信得奇奇怪怪的。
And his faith is very strange.
我信上帝不是这样的。
This is not how I believe in God.
如果是10%。OK, 你们有证据的话，你们有研究统计，那我相信是10%。
If you have done enough study and research, then I believe that the unemployment rate is really at 10%.
我也相信，因为这个10%的缘故呢，很多人甚至包括基督徒，有些会失去工作。
And I also believe because of this unemployment rate, even Christians may lose their job.
但是我相信，在这个10%失业率背后，必定有神他的存在，他的许可，他的计划。
But I believe that behind this unemployment rate, there is the existence, presence, and plan of God.
所以，就算你在那个情况，你受害了，但是如果你依靠神的话，你会看见，在就算10%，你会看到神的帮助。
But even if you suffer in that situation, but if you rely on God, you will see God's help.
他的美意，他的祝福在后面。
You can see God's perfect will and His blessings later on.
那我相信这个。
And I believe in that.
所以我相信有逻辑的。我也相信超出人的逻辑的。
So I believe in what is logical. I also believe in what is beyond human logic.
如果医学说，如果你吃了这个某一些的 vitamin， 人的身体需要这个 vitamin， 吃了之后会健康。
So if medical science tells us that if you consume certain vitamins, you'll be healthy for your body.
你的骨质会好啊，身体的系统会好啊，那我也相信。
Your bones will be good. Your body will be good. I also believe in that.
但是我也相信，上帝造的这个身体。
But yet, I also believe that in this body created by God,
如果在某一些的情况，如果我没有办法吃到这些 vitamin,
under certain circumstances, if I have no way to consume those vitamins,
但是那个超自然的那个上帝，造我的身体的上帝，他能够用超自然的方法补上我的身体所需要的。
But the supernatural God who created me can use supernatural way to restore my health.
过几天我就要到中国去了。
In just a few days later, I'm going over to China.
每次去中国是打战哦。
So every time I went to China is a kind of battle.
我一天讲到8个小时。
I have to preach 8 hours every day.
然后过后又要辅导人7个小时。
And after that, I need to counsel people for 7 hours.
每个晚上就睡5个小时。
Every night I slept only 5 hours.
然后什么放进去都不知道放什么，然后就吃就是了。
So I just eat whatever I can.
我在那边最想吃的东西就是白饭。
So the thing that I love to eat most is white rice.
因为有 carbohydrate 给我的脑跟我的身体有力量。
Because carbohydrate can strengthen my brain and my body.
但是这样的3个礼拜，这样每次这样过了。
So 3 weeks just passed like that.
身体还是这么健康。
But my body is ever so healthy.
我今年40岁了。我养了3个孩子。
I'm already 40 years old with 3 kids.
还是这么年轻。
I'm still so young looking.
这个不是科学啊，你可以讲不是啊。
This is not science.
但是每一次神采飞扬。
I'm always looking very radiant.
各位了解吗？我绝对不是反科学。
I'm certainly not against science.
但是我相信，在人的科学以外的有一个东西叫属灵的科学。
But I believe there's something beyond human science, which is spiritual science.
什么叫属灵的科学？
So what is spiritual science?
就是当人真信神的时候，下面所带来人的逻辑不能理解的一些运作。
So that is when a person truly believes in God, then subsequently there are certain things that happen that is beyond human comprehension.
有一些超然的智慧会临到，超然的力量会临到。
Certain supernatural wisdom and strength will come upon the person.
就是一个人信靠上帝，他在最痛苦失去亲人的时候，他会坚强起来。
So when a person believes in God at his worst moment, when he's most miserable, he can be strengthened.
科学可以说，哦，这个时候的很多人安慰他，但是呢，其实我相信，在人的安慰背后，还有更真实的神的安慰。
Science can explain that. That's because a person receives a lot of comfort from humans. But I believe that beyond human comfort, there is a more real comfort from God.
所以属灵的科学是讲到信心的东西。
So spiritual science talks about faith.
我刚才已经说了，你不能否认人是需要活在信心里面的。
So just now I really mentioned, you cannot deny that humans need to live in faith.
当我读了科学之后，我相信这个有形的事情，有形的物体里面，我对这些东西越有感悟，也甚至深入的研究。
When I believe in science, I have better sense of the physical things, and I can study them deeper.
但是当我读了圣经之后，我相信了，借着信心所敞开的有一个无限的世界。
But once I read the Bible, I know that through faith, I can open to a infinite world.
人的每一刻要活在信心，没有信心不能活。
Humans have to live every moment in faith. Without faith, humans cannot live.
所以，亲爱的朋友们，所以你听到这个地方的时候，你说，对，我相信人是要活在信心的。
So when you listen till this point, you believe that yes, humans have to live by faith.
人要能够信眼睛看不到的。
Humans must believe what eyes cannot see.
如果你的心能够接受这点，那你是聪明了的地步。
If your heart can accept this point, then this is the first step to your wisdom.
那为什么我说聪明呢？
Why do I say it's wise?
因为一个人就算他没有读过圣经，但是他看整个世界，他会明白那个看得见的东西是有限的。
Because even if a person didn't read the Bible, but he observed the whole world, he will realize that there's something unseen.
看得见的东西是会过去的。
What is seen will pass away.
这个身体是会老化没有的。
The body will age and pass away.
这个椅子是会没有的。
Even the chair will break down.
对，所以无限的东西，无穷无尽的东西在信心里面。
So infinite things lies within faith.
所以信心能够敞开那个境界。
So faith can open the boundaries.
对不对？连做生意的人也知道，生意要成功，你第一步一定是信心走的，对。
So even businessmen, they know that if you want to have a successful business, you need to go by faith.
这个宇宙里面是怎么来的？对。所以很多的思想家一直想，这个是无限的。
So many people keep wondering how does the whole universe came about, but all this is infinite.
这个只是发现而已的。
We merely made certain discoveries.
信心叫人要去到太空，能够 invent 那个飞机、车子、飞机、internet 哦。
So faith made a person able to go into space and invent all kinds of things: car, internet, planes, etc.
当人就说我只相信科学，但是他又看到人的卵子跟精子结合在一起成为人的时候呢？这个里面其中错综复杂的那个 dynamics 到底是怎样成为，其实他也不知道。
So when people say that they believe in science, but they cannot really understand the real dynamics of how an egg and a sperm come together to form a human being.
那这个人生出来之后，他有一个无形的生命，那他 是人生的意义是什么？他要往哪里去？其实这个东西科学又不知道。
So science cannot tell us when a person is born, what is the life purpose and where is this life going towards?
所以真的需要信心。
So we all need faith.
信心能够在这方面给我们解答。
Faith can give us answers in these areas.
但是各位，刚才我说这个只是聪明的第一步。
But just now I mentioned this is merely the first step towards wisdom.
你们一定要去到聪明的第二步。
You must move forward into the second step of wisdom.
各位跟我讲，聪明的第二步是什么？
What is the second step towards wisdom?
各位讲，聪明的第二步。
Repeat.
为什么我讲聪明的第二步呢？因为这个第二步是人的聪明不能走到的地方。
Why is this the second step? Because this is where you cannot go with human wisdom.
因为聪明的第二步讲的是你要信什么。
Because the second step toward wisdom talks about what must you believe in.
聪明的第一步是知道， 人绝对不能靠只有眼睛看见的，人是一直活在要信看不见的东西。对，这第一步是这个。
So the first step is humans cannot merely live in the seen world. We must believe in things that are unseen.
那这是聪明的第二步，要告诉我们，你信什么更重要。
But second step toward wisdom tells us what you believe in is even more important.
因为你信错了之后，你比不信还糟糕。
Because if you believe wrongly, it's even worse than not believing.
所以你信错，信的不完全，你的生命会被糟蹋的。
So if you believe wrongly or incompletely, your whole life will be destroyed.
所以你看那些恐怖分子，那些 ISIS， 你以为他们不信吗？他们信啊。
So you look at the terrorists, the ISIS, they believe in something.
他们信啊，我就是自焚，啪，爆炸了，哎呦，我去天上啊，有享福了啊。
So they believe that if they sacrifice themselves, they can enter into heaven to enjoy bliss.
所以信心，信心把人带到一个永恒无限里面。
So faith brings people into eternity and infinity.
但是那个是无限的善良还是无限的邪恶？各位，是在于你信什么。
But what you believe.Whether it brings you to infinite goodness or evil depends on what you believe in.
所以各位会了解吗？这个信什么是非常重要。
So what you believe in is very important.
也可以说是最关键的。
And it's the most critical.
所以最后我讲到这个地方的时候。
So when I touch on this area.
我要告诉你。
I want to tell you.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们人最需要信的内容是什么？
What are the key essential, key contents that humans need to believe?
那是跟人。跟人的生死祸福有关系的。
And this concerns a human's life, death, blessings, and curse.
我讲完这个我就结束。
And we will conclude after I finish this point.
有三个内容。
Three key contents.
这是人活在地上，有灵魂的活人是一定要信的。
These are the three things that a human with a living spirit needs to believe in.
第一，就是有一个无穷无尽的上帝。
First, there is an eternal and infinite God.
当你看到这个无穷无尽的时空、宇宙、万有的时候，
When,
你要知道后面有一个无穷无尽的上帝。
When you look at this infinite space and this world, you need to know that behind all this, there's an infinite God.
他也是永在的上帝。
He's also an eternal God.
永永远远没有开始，没有结束的。
He's from everlasting to everlasting, without any end.
所以他造人的生命的时候，他把他的形象放在人的身上。
So when he created humans, he put his image on humans.
所以人的生命跟一般的动物都不一样。
So human life is different from any animals.
跟所有的创造物、植物、动物都不一样。
It's different from all other creation or plants.
人不但要生存。
Humans not only need to survive.
人还有一个最大的欲望。
Humans have another greatest desire.
就是他要去到永恒。他要去到无限。
Meaning humans will want to go to eternity and infinity.
所以为什么人一直要上太空，一直要发现更远的地方？
And that's why humans keep wanting to go into space to discover further places.
人有一个永恒的欲望，我想到永恒去。
Because humans have this desire for eternity. He wants to step into eternity.
你说牧师没有啊，我今天开心我就好了，吃一顿饭饱我就开心了。
But you say, Pastor, no, I'm not like that. I'm just happy with today. If I'm happy, I can eat a happy meal. I will be glad.
你绝对不要骗你自己。
Do not deceive yourself.
如果今天你过着一个超级开心的日子。
If today you live very happy days.
然后你晚上睡觉了。
And you sleep at night.
你会跟自己说，如果明天一样开心多好。
You will tell yourself, if tomorrow I'll be as happy, it will be wonderful.
然后到了明天，后天更开心多好。
And tomorrow comes, you feel that if the day after tomorrow you'll be happy, it will be even happier.
就是人里面有最大的一个欲望，就是要往无限、往永恒去。
Because there's this greatest desire in humans to move towards eternity and infinity.
动物死了就完了。
Human, animals, they die and they're over.
人不能这个东西。
But humans are not like that.
他会挣扎。
Humans will struggle.
所以我一定要往永恒去。
So they must move toward eternity.
那你说你要去多长？你要得到多少？去多远？他不能跟你讲。
So if you ask him how much you want to accumulate, how far you want to go, he cannot answer you.
所以数算不到的就是永恒，就是无限。
What you cannot count is eternity and infinity.
这是圣经讲的第一，因为这个无穷无尽的永在者他存在。
So the Bible first tells us the existence of this infinite.
把这个生命放在人的生命里面。
And he gives life to humans.
然后第二，有第二个内容是讲到，但是人现在。最大的问题是什么？
But But second tells us what is the greatest problem of humans.
不是没有钱，不是没有人爱我。
It is not that we do not have money or no one love us.
乃是离开这个永在者，全能无穷者。
But humans, we are separated from this eternal and infinite God.
就更离开了他之后呢，今天有的东西就担心明天没有了。
So when we are separated from God, whatever we have today also will make us worry about tomorrow.
离开他的时候呢，会看到自己这个物现象世界、物体世界是一直朽坏的，人继续老的。
When we are apart from God, we will continue to see that this physical world and even ourselves, we are aging and we are passing away.
然后开始生了孩子很开心，然后孩子慢慢长大了又离开你，这个难过就来了。
When you first give birth to a child, you are very happy, but as the child grows up and start to get further and further from you, you start to feel depressed.
特别他结婚了，哎呀，这心里很不舒服了，但是也为他开心，心里也不舒服。
And when the child gets married, you also feel uncomfortable inside you, but yet you also rejoice for the child.
为什么人心是这样呢？
Why is human hearts like that?
因为人里面离开了这个永在者、全能者、良善者。
Because humans, we are separated from this eternal, infinite, and good God.
所以他会有痛苦。
And that's why humans will feel the misery.
他会有有限时光的痛苦。
He will, the humans will have this suffering in this limited time.
他会受到邪恶的影响的痛苦。
The humans will receive this agony of the evil that comes from the evil one.
有些人说没有什么感受到。
And some people say, I don't really feel that.
我今天告诉你，一般人通常他生活好，没有感觉到痛的时候呢，他就会相信科学了。
Let me tell you, when a person has a good life, he will tend to believe in science.
相信眼睛看得到的。
You tend to believe in what the eyes can see.
但是他遭受痛苦，没有办法从他的问题走出来的时候，他就会寻找宗教了。
But when a person falls into suffering and cannot walk out from his despair, he will start to search for religion.
所以在无助痛苦里面的时候，人会怎样做？就找算命的。
So in a person's helplessness and despair, he will find a fortune teller.
当医生不能解决我的病痛、我的忧患的时候呢，我就要找超自然的东西，算命的。
When the doctor cannot resolve my pain and my suffering, I will go and find the fortune teller or something supernatural.
人就会去寺庙，然后呢，知道要行善积德。
And humans will go to temple and they know they have to do good.
然后那个时候在找神
And then they will start searching for God.
当然也包括去教会找神，对不对？
Including going into the church to look for God.
但是为了什么？因为为了现在有限暂时的问题，他。
Because of their temporary and limited problems right now.
这是人无助离开神那个无助的光景。
That is the helpless state of a person who is separated from God.
所以他这样找，他找不到。
But no matter how he searched, he cannot find.
他只能挣扎。
He can only struggle.
他找到的还是有限的。
What he found is also limited.
他不能找到永恒的。
He cannot find the eternal solution.
他不能找到绝对平安的。
He cannot find absolute peace.
所以上帝自己要来。
And that's why God has to come personally.
这个就是第三个最重要，圣经跟我们讲的最重要的内容。
And this is the third key content that the Bible tells us.
这个第三个内容就是神自己成为人的样式来救人。
And this third content is God himself became human to save us.
他成为人的样式，然后他要上十字架，为人的罪受死。
So God came in the form of humanity and he has to go to the cross and die for the sins of human.
那个无罪的要为有罪的死。
The sinless have to die for the sinful.
要还清人的罪债。
To clearly pay the price of debt.
还清那个罪、罪所带来的那个咒诅，那个问题要解决。
To pay the debt of sin and the curse that come from sin.
所以你才能够解决科学不能解决的人的灵魂的问题。
In order to resolve the problem that science cannot resolve, and that's the problem of human souls.
把人从永死拯救出来，进到科学没有办法明白探讨的永生里面去。
And to save humans from eternal death into eternal life, which science cannot study or explain.
把人真正的从他的痛苦内疚里面，然后拯救出来，然后叫他的良心。科学不能解决良心的那个问题，叫他的良心全然得自由释放。
To deliver a person from guilt and all the pain so that he can be liberated from his conscience.
我亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters and friends.
你要知道这超出科学的上帝，他应许他的救恩。
You need to know that the God who is beyond science, he promised his salvation.
他将为人而死。
And he died for humans.
然后之后他复活。
And after that, he resurrected.
为什么他要复活呢？
Why does he need to?
他是整个人类历史到现在只有一个死了然后再活，然后永远再不死的那个。
Since human history, he's the only one who died, resurrected, and will never die again.
这是没有一个人的逻辑科学能够解释的。
No human logic or science can explain this.
因为这个事情，他所做的这个事要拯救人的眼睛看不到的灵魂，人的眼睛看不到的永生。
What he has done is to save the unseen human soul and eternal life.
所以主耶稣他要上十字架之前，他说。
And so before Jesus Christ went up to the cross, he said.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
你们信上帝也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
我去是为你们预备地方去。
I go to prepare room for you.
这个世界你们有苦难。
In this world, you have trouble.
但是你们要知道，这个世界，科学不能解决的那个问题，叫你很痛苦。
But in this world, there's problems that science cannot resolve and make you very miserable.
这个世界里面有宗教不能给你们的永生，叫你们很惧怕。
And in this world, there's religion, but they cannot give you eternal life. That's why you're afraid.
但是我已经胜过世界了。
But I have overcome the world.
所以呢，他上十字架，最后我留下平安给你们。
So Jesus said, I leave my peace with you.
这个平安跟世界所赐的平安不同。
I do not give peace to you like the world gives.
世界给你的平安现在来，等一下没有了。
The peace that comes from the world may go after a short while.
但是我的平安深入到你的灵魂。
But the peace I give you will penetrate even into your soul.
这个平安深入到永恒里面去。
And this peace will extend into eternity.
在结束的时候，我要这样说。
And as I conclude, I want to say this.
各位，如果今天你说你只相信科学，不相信上帝。
So today, if you say that you only believe in science and not God,
那我告诉你，科学没有错。
And let me tell you, science is not wrong.
但是如果你只相信科学，
But if you only believe in science,
因为只相信科学，
because,
然后不相信上帝。
Because if you only believe in science and not God,
那这个科学就变成人的科学。
That science become a human science.
那里面有人的骄傲，还有人的无知。
In it contains human pride and ignorance.
如果今天你只相信科学，
That is if you only believe in science today.
你是自然而然活在恐慌、惧怕、忧愁里面。
You will naturally live in fear and worry.
因为科学是直接告诉你，情况就是这样了，
Because science tell you directly, this is how the circumstances are.
你的病痛来自就是这样了。
This is how your illness is.
你的时间到就是这样。
Your time is up and that's it.
如果你只相信科学的，
If you only believe in science.
你很多无形的惧怕是在你的潜意识里面留着的。
You will have a lot of indirect fears remaining in your subconsciousness.
因为你所爱的人几时离开你不知道。
Because you do not know when your loved one will leave you.
这个战争几时发生你不知道。
You do not know when the war may come.
你的孩子，你这么爱他，他长大的时候，他长大了会不会孝顺你？其实你也不知道。
You love your children so much, but you are not sure whether he will be filial to you when he grows up.
就算你知道，你也不能做什么。
Even if you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
所以上帝说，你们不要忧愁。
And that's why God says, do not be troubled.
你们信上帝，也当信我。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
只有一个真神。
There is only one true God.
只有一个创造者。
There is only one creator.
只有一个认识你的灵魂的构造。
There is only one who knows the structure, constitution of your soul.
也只有一个为你预备永恒、永生。
And there is only one who prepared eternal life for you.
也只有他知道你的灵魂怎么得到真正的平安。
And only he will know how your souls can get true peace.
主耶稣说，你们信神也当信我。
Jesus Christ said, you believe in God, believe also in me.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless all of you.
从今天神的话里面，你们得到启发。
May you receive revelation from God's word.
求神打开你们的心，不要抗拒那超自然的。
May God open your hearts not to reject the supernatural.
也就是圣经所启示的神的存在，基督的救赎。
And that's what God, that's what the Bible reveals about God's existence and Christ's redemption.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把你的话向这群弟兄姐妹、朋友们述说。
Today you have given your word to this group of brothers and sisters and friends.
这是你的启示。
This is your revelation.
你要对他们说话。
You want to speak to them.
主啊，其实我们生来，我们都是只有被眼睛看得到的东西吸引。
Lord, actually, when we are born, we are attracted by things that the eyes can see.
但是其实无形当中，我们有很多的无助、无能。
But actually, we have a lot of helplessness and powerlessness.
今天你的道告诉我们，其实人是要活在信心里面的。
Lord, today your word tells us that humans live needs to live in faith.
也信主耶稣，你是独一的真神。
And we need to believe that Jesus, you are the one and only true God.
那就是永生了。
And that is eternal life.
求主今天在这群人的心中做工。
Lord, may you work in the hearts of this group of people.
使我们能够看得越远、越长、越高。
So that we can see further, deeper, higher.
特别人的生命里面最重要的，有关他的生死祸福的事情。
Especially the most important thing of a human life concerning his life, death, blessing, and curse.
还有有关他的永恒的事情。
And concerning a person's eternity.
求主亲自做工。
Lord, may you personally work.
你也亲自安慰今天我们生命里面、心里面有痛苦、有难处的人。
You also personally comfort anyone with deep despair in the heart today.
照我们的主，你知道我们的痛苦。
Lord, you are the one who created us, and you know our despair.
知道我们的有限。
And you know our limitations.
求主亲自来医治我们、拯救我们。
Lord, may you personally come to heal us and save us.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.